Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyot Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Ches, Simen Lamed Zayin. B'motzei Yom Tov, maybe motzei Yom Tov l'chol, maybe motzei Yom Tov l'chol l'shamoyed, ma'avda b'tfila k'moshu b'motzei Shabbos. So, a person is motzei Yom Tov, and he's davening a week d'Shmoneh Esrei, which can be either in a case where it's going from Yom Tov to Chol, or to Chol HaMoed. Either way, the Shmoneh Esrei is the Shmoneh Esrei of the weekday. So in the bracha of Atochen in Lodom Nas, we add an Atochen Atonu, which is the same Nusach that we say, Mitfila, like it says, Motzei Shabbos. Now, and this, the second part of what the Chayonim should say, and we similarly say, Habdol Anarkais, just like a Motzei Shabbos. What's interesting is just the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Salacha and Siman Tov Tzadi Aleph is also missing that step. And the Mishnah Berurah there points out that the Shulchan Aruch should have added in the Nusach of it's clear that there's something missing in his language. And he meant to say that one is Mavdol on the Kais and Matzah Shabbos, excuse me, and Matzah Yom Tov, just like he is the Matzah Shabbos. Ella, Shana Mavarak Loyal and Ner, there's no dinner making bracha on the Ner on Matzah Yom Tov. The whole dinner making bracha on the Ner is because Matzah Shabbos in some way reminds us of the concept of the creation of the person gave Adam Rishon Das to generate fire, which took place on Matzah Shabbos. A, and B, because fire is not permissible to use on Shabbos, a person cannot make a fire on Shabbos. So when Matzah Shabbos he's able to, it's like he's coming back to the there's an element of newness in the usage of fire, which again acts as a reminder to the creation of fire on Matzah Shabbos, the first Matzah Shabbos. However, on Matzah on Yom Tov, where one is allowed to use the fire, so the element of newness to fire doesn't exist. So it's not going to anyway recall the creation of fire, which took place originally on Motzei Shabbos. There's no union of making a bracha on there. The Haba Yom Tov, Gamken Mutter Lahavir. A person is allowed to transfer a fire. Midrash, a person is allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. Midrabbanan Chazal said a person cannot make a new fire, but a person can transfer from an existing flame to a new place. So he's actively using the fire, so that it does not approximate the creation of fire, and therefore there's no need to make a bracha on the nair. So, a person does not make a bracha on the besamim either. Well, the question is why not? So, one answer the Mishnah Berurah there gives in Siman Tov Tzadi Aleph is because the source of the concept of nefesh neshama yisera, which the purpose of the psalmim is to be made, to somewhat help the person recover from the loss of the neshama yisera, and the more says neshama yisera in conjunction with Shabbos from the pasuk of Shabbos vayinu nefash, that does not apply to Yom Tov, so there's no neshama yisera on Yom Tov. So there's no need to be meshiv nefesh. The Chayyim gives a different reason. Shesimchas Yom Tov toshiva nefesh. The excitement about Yom Tov that the person had gives a person a chiyus even after the Yom Tov is over, more than on Shabbos. V'chol dinoy k'mon b'habdola b'motzei Shabbos. But in regards to the other than the bracha on the ner, and the bracha on the besamim, but the bracha on the kais is the same on Yom Tov as it is on the Motzei Yom Tov as it is on Motzei Shabbos. There are a few differences. We're not going to say the psukim of Hinei Kel Yeshua Si on Motzei Yom Tov like you are on Motzei Shabbos. Number one. Number two, the union of having the Kos of Yayin flow over is specific to Motzei Shabbos. It's a Siman Tov, beginning of the week, that the week is overflowing with bracha to Siman Tov. It's not brought down in regards to Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, there's no milah, just like by Kiddush, there's no milah of having the cup overflow. By Motzei Yom Tov, there's no milah of having the cup overflow. A Motzei Shabbos specifically, or a Motzei Shabbos, which is Chal, even on a Yom Tov, but it's Motzei Shabbos, which is the Tchilas HaShua, the Siman Tov, to have the coast flow over, so it does not apply to Yom Tov. I'd like to clarify a few more points about the Abdullah of Motzei Yom Tov in the next year, and then, Be'ez Hashem, the following year after that, we will start Klal Tes. Meanwhile, have a good day.